This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely blistering letter, Lee, from the Secretary of Education to Harvard. Linda McMahon. Yes, and good for her. That's what all of our federal government leaders should be doing. We need a much smaller government. But this, oh my gosh. You know what this is really about, what this comes down to? A lot of it is the lawlessness of the left, which started with us allowing them to have sanctuary cities and say, okay, well, you can just, you know, do what you want. It's spread to every single institution, including Harvard, which is presently just gaffing off a Supreme Court ruling about, no, we're not using racial preferences anymore. That's not a thing we're doing. You can't do it in admissions. You can't discriminate against one race to benefit another. That is now been ruled by the Supreme Court illegal. Now, the Democrats who claim that all Supreme Court rulings are sacrosanct, except the ones Joe Biden brags about defying, like student loan repayments, has been basically lawlessly running the university. I'll read it though, but this really is. It's about all of the ways they're breaking the law, civil rights laws of this country, just completely gaffed off in a way they would freak out if our side did. Okay, here's what she writes. The federal government has a sacred responsibility to be a wise, important steward of American taxpayer dollars. Harvard University, despite amassing a largely tax-free $53 billion endowment, larger than the GDP of 100 countries, receives billions of dollars of taxpayer largesse every year. Receiving such taxpayer funds is a privilege, not a right. Yet instead of using those funds to advance the education of students, Harvard is engaging in a systemic pattern of violating federal law. Where do many of these students come from? Who are they? How do they get into Harvard and even into our country? And why is there so much hate in all caps? It really sounds like Trump wrote this and Linda McMahon signs it. I read it and I'm like, wow, there's a lot of Trump's like mannerisms in here in terms of writing. Okay. Harvard University has made a mockery of this country's higher education system. It has invited foreign students who engage in violent behavior and show contempt for the United States of America to its campus. It has scrapped standardized testing requirements, normalized grading systems. This year, Harvard was forced to adopt an embarrassing remedial math program for undergraduates. Why is it, we ask, that Harvard has to teach simple and basic mathematics when it is supposedly so hard to get into this acclaimed university? Who is getting in under such a low standard when others with fabulous grades and great understanding of the highest levels of mathematics are being reject it? Well, because they've developed an affinity for Hamas terrorist supporters. That's why. And they're taking these people from all over the world. So two things are going on here. If you look at the visa process, Lee, what has happened is it was largely on autopilot. And these universities like Harvard and Columbia begin offering visas to people associated with U.S. state designated terror groups. People who advocated for them, people who recruited for them. To provide, you know, a perspective, I suppose, we're all supposed to learn from. And what they would do, they would accept the students, they would fill out immigration forms sent to them by Harvard, then it rolls over to the U.S. government for a rubber stamp. Well, they were just being rubber stamped, including, in all fairness, under the Trump administration. And it was thought, well, you know, these universities are American. They wouldn't bring terrorists in. Well, Democrats, right? So this and this, so this is how we ended up with these incredible people on our campuses. That it's it is a absolute awe, shock, awe, and wonder that they're even in the country, much less have taken a spot that could have been occupied by an American. So there's that going on, but she's also saying, look, you are not taking the best and the brightest. You are discriminating based on race. You are defying the Supreme Court, and that is illegal. We're not going to continue to fund you. So what's your take on all this?
Well, I've seen this happen before as far as the withholding of federal funds if you don't go along with the federal government. I know they've done that for years with the State Departments of Transportation. If you don't abide by their legal limit on alcohol, you know, you don't get the federal highway funds.
Yeah.
I mean, there's precedent for this. So for these liberal progressives to act like, oh, you just simply can't force states or some institution to do something simply because you're offering them federal money. Well, that the federal government does that all the time to states and other organizations.
Particularly from a civil rights point of view.
Oh, absolutely.
Where you have Supreme Court rulings, but you also have the civil rights law that was passed into law by Congress. They are violating both of those. In fact, the Supreme Court ruling was based on an interpretation of that law and of the, and also of our Bill of Rights. And so they're violating all of that. That's why, and that's why she's mentioning they had to add remedial math. Why? Because you're taking people based on race or religion that you are not, that would not otherwise make it into Harvard. That you cannot do that anymore. That's illegal. That's been upheld by the Supreme Court. You've got to stop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll give you an example of what's going on here. By the way, Harvard's just first. I mean, they're going to hit Princeton, they're going to hit Columbia, and they should. Here's just a headline, for instance, from Princeton. Quote, "We can't hire a white guy," unquote. This is from a professor on life at Princeton and how his agents, like his department, is not allowed to recruit the best if they're white. I mean, this is what's going on these campuses. This is what has had to be broken down. But listen to this one. I've got this up on my X feed. Motion, M-O-S-H-E-N, Madawi. He's the Columbia version of this, where they're saying, oh, free speech, Trump's going after him for criticizing Israel. Okay, but like, what did he say? Well, the media won't tell you about his history. He was reported to the FBI in 2015 for bragging to a, get this, gun shop owner that he loved to kill Jews while shopping for a gun in his store.
Okay, that's just a little bit of a problem.
The guy that the New York Times and NPR has made the face of the supposed First Amendment movement to keep this guy in America. Now, Motion Madawi, if you know who he is, and I've been talking about him for weeks now, his cousin was one of the guys on the hang gliders that flew in and, you know.
Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Thought he was just a university student.
No, that was his cousin, okay? Yeah. This is who they're letting in, okay? His cousin was a member of the Al-Qassam Martyrs Brigade. Again, in other words, the hand glider guys who flew in, raped the women, killed the men, then killed the women that they raped.
At a concert in the desert.
At a concert where nobody was armed and Right. Not even everyone was an Israeli.
Yeah.
This is not an attack on a military site. And by the way, those guys didn't just hit the concert. They massacred families. They burned some alive. I mean, it's brutal stuff. Killed toddler. I mean, it's horrific. I'm not going to go into it again. It'll make me upset. Al-Qassam Martyrs Brigade, okay? He refers to his cousin, who was one of those guys who went in on the first wave, as a martyr. Hamas is a terror group, a designated terror group. I don't know how many times I have to say that. You cannot come on our campuses praising these people. That is recruitment. That is proselytization. That is material support to a terror group. I don't care if Harvard gave him a visa. By the way, you know the Trump administration's now revoked over 2,000 visas, some of them for links to terror, some of them for just people who have come in and committed crimes while they're here. You don't get to do that and take a spot at Harvard while we teach you remedial math.
Yeah, either one of those is a good reason to do that.
But see, the thing is, a lot of this is not getting through in the media, and I'm even getting texts from some of us. Well, you know, it's just Trump doesn't like it if you don't like Israel. Oh, no, this is way beyond that.
Yeah.
This is not that. This is, I mean, this truly, we are watching the Democrats turn our universities into terror recruitment centers. And it started with Jews. And when you look at what they did, okay, there's a reason there were tents on these campuses. The reason there were tents because the people that were allowed in the campus to terrorize Jews weren't students. And think about this. The leadership of these universities told the Jewish students, stay home. It's too dangerous for you. But let non-students who are terrorizing them set up tents on campus, led by these crazy groups set up by these people with clear, open affiliation to terror groups. I mean, it's crazy if you think about it. But hey, don't get upset. I mean, Trump's cracking down. If we hadn't won.
Yeah.
If we hadn't won. These would become terror recruitment centers. Mm-hmm. Trump's trying to stop the merger of the Democrat Party and actual terrorist groups. And you know, marching around. You saw it, Hamas banners in the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then remember, we found out Iran was funding a lot of these Democrat grassroots marches. And who was the other funder? Well, Joe Biden's spokesperson admitted Iran funded them. Also, Politico seeing a lot of Biden's donors. I mean, again, you were watching the merger here of that. And we cannot have that in our country because I'm telling you, Christians are next. Next set of letters going out, if you're Christian, please don't come to campus. We're going to cancel all of your services. It upsets Hamas. It's where we're headed. But Trump's standing in the way. It's just my frustration that a lot of this news does not get through the way I just laid it out with the facts that I just used. But this is, you know, this is at the point of a real national security threat. And again, these terrorist sympathizers are learning they can get in through here by applying at liberal universities for visas. And no one was paying attention to who was coming in. And that's where we are. So, again, if she did this to Harvard, then it is only a matter of time before the Princeton and Columbia letters go out too. Because they've done all of the same things. So good. Good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.